Good morning. I've been thinking a while about vision. Our vision in starting this fellowship and God's vision for us. And I thought the best place to start would be in Genesis. Genesis 1. You have Bibles and want to read along? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. God called the light day. The darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the waters above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry land, called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds in it according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kind, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kind." And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move in the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished his work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from the work of creating all that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Now, my talk this morning is to focus on God's vision and how we can know what this vision is. We can't know God's mind. He does reveal to us, which is evidence in his word and his creation, for those who are seeking. We ask, where does God reveal his vision? Well, to start with, in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God. What does that tell you? He existed. He was here to begin with. In the beginning of what? God created time. He is the force which started the beginning of time. He created the heavens and the earth. We start to get an idea of God's vision right here. What he created, he visioned. It wasn't just randomly created. He had a vision. And what he created, he visioned, it was already completed in his mind. Complete. The time which we are living in is the process we must go through, which has already been completed in God's mind. He knew us from the beginning. God spoke. And there was light. And the separation of light and darkness. God spoke. And there was expanse. Separation of the waters. God spoke. And there was separation of land and water. God spoke. And there was vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees. God spoke. And there was separation of night and day, seasons, years. God spoke. There was birds and water living creatures living in the land. God spoke, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, livestock. This was his vision for us. It's a great vision. Do we all see God's vision? God looked at it and said it was good. Now, we know that something came along and destroyed or seemed to destroy God's creation. There was rebellion by a created angel that caused sin to enter into the world, which seemed to destroy God's creation. But God foreknew that this would happen, and he already had a remedy for it, and he was prepared. When God created the heavens, he put signs in the heavens, some of which we would not be able to see for thousands of years. Scientists are able to put up telescopes up in space to take pictures of the planets and the stars. And it's amazing. God breathed stars. The pictures of the stars that Hubble has sent back are truly amazing. I would like to share one with you today that Hubble was able to capture and send back to us. If I can find it. Now, this is a picture of a black hole. And this is in the center of our galaxy. What does that look like to you? God was showing us and had already prepared it. It was up there. Right in the center of our galaxy, a cross. Which is telling us he had a plan. That is, if we let our imagination go with it. He didn't tell us that, but we see he put the stars there to show his glory. To me, that when I saw that, I was thrilled because, you see, God was doing all this knowing that years down the line, we're going to be able to see that. We couldn't see it with the naked eye. And when he created our bodies, he also, biologists have been able to find amazing things in our bodies. One is, has anybody ever heard of laminin? Nobody knows what laminin is? Well, laminin is a protein that is part of an extracellular matrix in humans and animals. The extracellular matrix lies outside the cells and provides support and attachment for cells and organs. Laminin has arms that associate with other ECM proteins, essentially glue the cells to a foundation of connective tissue. This keeps the cells in place and allows them to function properly. Has anybody ever seen laminin? You did. Well, here's a picture of it. This is the real picture. This is their diagram of it. When you hold it up, it's like this. Now, I came across these in a movie that I saw. It's How Great Is Our God, produced by Louis Giglio. He has a movie out, How Great Is Our God, which explains the solar system and how great God is in producing or putting this up for us to see. But how he also shows us wonderful things that is his signature. To me, with that kind of vision, you look and say, God had a wonderful vision. And when he said it, it happened. He saw us, and he was creating a people for him. He wants us to be with him. But we're in that process of going through time, which he created, which eventually is coming to an end. And we will be with him eternally. We who have accepted his gift of salvation already have that. Now, I'd like to read to you something from the New Testament. something of which we've already read part of. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughters of Zion, 'See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" At first, his disciples did not understand this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered, as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus, they threw their cloaks over it and sat on it. You see what those signs were pointing to? Jesus went to the cross. The cross that holds us together like the glue of the laminin that God was showing, I believe, what he does through Jesus on the cross. With Jesus on the cross, his arms outstretched, he holds us together like the glue of the laminin holds the cells together. He holds all of us together. I think it's a wonderful vision that God showed what he was thinking by what he did. What do we want to do with our vision? Is our vision connected to his? We each must make that decision. He doesn't force us to do it. He asks us, and he stands at the door and knocks. So today, which is Palm Sunday, we think about Jesus riding triumphantly into Jerusalem on the donkey, the people throwing their cloaks on the ground, throwing palm branches, going for when the next week is going to fulfill that cross that's going to redeem men to him, to bring the people to God, to make them acceptable to him. And today I ask you to search your heart and remember that God loves you. As he said, he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, that whoever puts their trust in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So let's close in prayer, and let's pray a prayer of acceptance of Jesus, of this wonderful idea of redemption that God gave to us. Dear Father, we do thank you for your Son, Jesus, whom you sent into this world to die for our sins that we might have eternal life. We ask that you come into our hearts and to make us like you, live in our lives that we might be acceptable to you. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And now let's get prepared to take up the offering. Thank you for this offering. Blessed to its use. And we do thank you so much. And let's close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's go in his peace.